Welcome to the Key Point Review Unit 5 Land Description. I'm Shauna Hansen. I'm an instructor at Agent Rising, and our goal today is to do the Key Point Review in under 10 minutes. The three methods of legal description of land, meets and bounds method, rectangular survey system, lot and block system. The National Integrated Land System, meets and bounds method, rectangular survey system, lot and block system. Meets and bounds method measures distances, meets starting from a point of beginning, POB, and following compass directions or angles, bounds, to arrive back at the point of beginning, the POB. Meets, measurement of distances. Point of beginning, starting at the point of beginning. Bounds, following compass directions or angles. Point of ending of meets and bounds measurement arrives back at the point of beginning, POB. Monuments are fixed objects or markers used to identify the point of beginning and corners or places where the boundary line changes direction. The rectangular survey system is also called the government survey system. Divides land into rectangles called townships, measured from the intersection of a principal meridian and baseline and referenced by degrees of longitude and latitude. The government survey system is also known as the rectangular survey system. A township is the principal unit of the rectangular government survey system. A township is a 6 mile square or 36 square miles. Township lines within a section run east to west parallel to the baseline, 6 miles apart. Range lines run north to south parallel to and counted from the principal meridian, 6 miles apart. Tiers, rows of townships, are called tiers. Ranges, columns of townships, are called ranges. Township sections. A township is divided into 26 sections of 1 square mile, 640 acres, each and run from right to left, then left to right. They start at section 1 at the northeast corner of the township and end in section 36 at the southeast corner of the township. The principal meridian is the main imaginary line running north and south and crossing a baseline at a definite point, used by surveyors for reference in locating and describing land under the rectangular government survey system of legal description. Baseline is the main imaginary line running east and west and crossing a principal meridian at a definite point, used by surveys for reference in locating and describing land under the rectangular government survey system of land description. Lot and block recorded plot method divides a subdivision into block and lot, individual parcel, numbers, and references all data in the subdivision plot map, noting lot sizes, street names, and other required information that is approved by the governing body and filed in public records of the county where the land is located. Recorded plot method is also called the lot and block method. Subdivision, a tract of land divided by the owner, known as the subdivider, into blocks, building lots, and streets, according to a recorded subdivision platinum, which must comply with local ordinances and regulations. Individual parcel means the particular portion of the land and the improvements thereon, together with all rights pertaining to such portion of the land and improvements. Plot map, a map of a town, section, or subdivision indicating the location and boundaries of individual properties. Subdivision plat map approval is part of the subdivision and development ordinances compliance with municipal ordinances that establish requirements for subdivision and development. Subdivision plot map in public records. Once approved by the municipality, the plot map will be available either in the town hall records or at the county registry. Survey preparation includes both a legal description and a survey sketch. A less precise analysis found in the Improvement Location Certificate ILC may be used. Legal description must be included by reference or transcribed exactly as written to avoid future problems over incorrect boundaries. Do not shortcut. Elevations must be measured if air lots above the surface or subsurface rights below the datum are to be described and conveyed. Air lots are designated airspace over a piece of land. An air lot, like surface property, may be transferred. Subsurface rights, ownership rights in a parcel of real estate to the water, minerals, gas, oil, and so forth that lie beneath the surface of the property. Datum, a horizontal plane from which heights and depths are measured. Elevations, distances are noted as above or below datum, defined by U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, as mean sea level at New York Harbor, making use of permanent benchmarks that are established throughout the United States and are often based on a local official datum and noting monuments marking surface measurements between points. Benchmarks are permanent reference marks or points established for use by surveyors in measuring differences in elevation. It may help to think about how surveys are used to determine a floodplain. The three most common units of land measurement are mile of 5,280 feet, acre of 43,560 square feet, approximately 209 times 209 feet, square mile of 640 acres a section. Whew, we did it! I hope that you are all reading these out loud to yourself and recording them. Once we say these out loud, it becomes a lot easier to remember. Keep up your hard work. We are unstoppable. If you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, don't ask what seat, just get on. Sheryl Sandberg. Looking forward to seeing you online soon.